One,
two,
three,
four,
five. Welcome back, extremely important listeners. Nope, extremely wonderful listeners. You're listening to Come At Me, an extremely wonderful podcast. My name is Kindred, and I'm here with Riley.
Hi.
This, as you probably know, is the number one podcast on Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm. That has to be true.
It has to be true. It probably isn't. There's, like, Bobby Burgess's, like, grandson is, like, hosting one, and he, like, gets all of the other grandchildren.
Yeah, exactly.
The grandchildren stars.
If only we had such connections.
I wish one day we will, I believe, that we're going to have two listeners, and then one of them will be Bobby Burgess's great-grandson.
Nice. And he'll be like, I don't really.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I never really watched it because it's boring. But this episode was a salute to, what, occupations and, like, jobs or something?
Occupations. The workers of America.
I turned this on. I was like, Riley's going to love this one.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
It was nothing but sets. Mm-hmm. And costumes and mm-hmm. ridiculousness, and it was great. I loved it.
So I did some work for this one.
Okay.
I thought it would be fun if as the songs happened, I listed every occupation presented in the show.
I'm so glad you did that.
So I have a list, and it's fucking long.
I'm sure it is.
I'll tell you there's a theme to it.
Okay.
Or I don't know what to call it, but it starts off with, like, jobs that aren't real jobs.
Yeah, yes.
And then in the middle, they really focus on, like, real jobs for, like, a little while, and then they just fucking give up again.
I love it. Because, yeah, the first one, the opening number is a song that my dad has always sung.
Oh, really?
For whatever reason, he always goes, clang, 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 with the trolley. So it's about trolley.
People who take a trolley.
Workers. Yeah. And
it's not even about the workers. It's just about people who take trolleys.
To
and
their
find love.
Jobs. And it's just the loosest. Every single song is so, like, loosely interpreted to have mm-hmm. an occupation. It's great.
Let me read it to you.
And then we can go.
So, people who take a trolley.
Uh-huh.
The band.
Okay.
A maid and a butler.
Yeah.
Clowns and a ringmaster.
Uh-huh.
Astronauts.
Yep.
Charlotte, the cello player. Sissy, the dancer, being a dancing teacher.
Yep.
A lineman, that's a real job.
Yeah.
A phone operator.
Uh-huh. Also a real, well, used to, yeah, still a real job.
Sure. An art teacher for no reason other than so people could paint.
Yep.
A waitress who was serving a coal miner, a mechanic, a trolley operator, and a cabbie. A milkman, a cabbie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it starts to really kind of the Lawrence Welk production team. Lawrence Welk security.
Yeah.
Just so Joe can sing the Killarney song that he always sings.
Yeah. Always.
Lawrence Welk sound effects.
Uh-huh.
And then they really, the next one was just, I wrote, a guy going out on the town.
Which one was that?
He was just, like, in his apartment, and he was like, tell the people I'm going out on the town because Lula's back in town.
Yeah, so he was like, tell the other girls.
And that's the whole song.
Uh-huh.
A cowhand who had a rhinestone outfit, a Harley Davidson with cow horns, and a horse tail.
A rhinestone cowboy, Riley?
I wouldn't call him that. Coal miner, and then finally a trumpet player from the band.
And
those were all the jobs they could come up with.
Those are occupations if I ever heard one. You know, now that you're reading this list back, it kind of surprises me they didn't do, like, doctor. Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Any real job, really.
The cellist in our orchestra.
The trumpet player in our orchestra. Our security team. Our production team.
So, I don't even really know where to start. No, I do. Here's what I want to say. This is the main thing I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Before the song with Norma Zimmer and the dude, the other dude, maid and butler, Lawrence Welk says the greatest line ever. So this was filmed in 1969, and he goes, I hear it's really hard to find hired help these days. And then it cuts to Norma Zimmer and the one of the guys, and they're singing a song that is so clearly not written about a maid and a butler. They were just like, I don't know if we put them in a maid and a butler outfit. I guess they could be singing about getting a penthouse in New York City.
Oh, my God. And that was like, that's a theme throughout the whole show. Yes. It's like, well, it's not really a song about jobs, but if we dress them up like it is. A few, a couple of, there was like the linemen, the Wichita linemen.
Yeah.
And... what was the other one? There was another song that was, like, explicitly about, coal mining.
Yep.
I think that was the only one. They were the only ones that were, like, actually applicable.
Yes.
I guess the clowns, they did, like, a circus song.
Oh, yeah, they did the circus polka.
But it's, like, you can't. No. You can't. No.
No. And also, that's not a job anymore. You can't.
No. And I guess it is, but it's like, we're saluting the workers of America.
Ringleaders, number one.
You know, it's like maybe what jobs do people in America actually have?
I know. Especially back in the 1960s. Here's what they should have had, like, department store counter worker.
Receptionist.
Yeah. Secretary.
Businessman.
Yeah. Insurance salesman.
People doing blue collar work.
Yeah. There's just, like, anything, and they're like, I don't know, this is... Then they sing a... There's a song at the end about, like, the seamstress...
Oh, my God. The Lawrence Welk costume production.
Yeah, made the pants too long. That's a job.
That song... My note on that song was, you made the pants too long? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Like, this is a song? You made the pants too long.
And then they're, like, slipping around, and it's, like, supposed to be cute and funny. And it's, like, I don't... Was this ever cute or funny?
And then the, like, the quote-unquote Lawrence Welk production team in the sketch.
Uh-huh.
He's, like, Sam, I gotta hand it to you. Those long pants really made the number.
It's, like, no, it didn't.
I love this episode because it was, like... It was all over the place, ridiculous, but, like, they really committed. Oh, my God, we have to talk about the best song, well, the best set for the whole show.
Was it the astronaut one?
The astronauts.
When they come out, so it's this duo, the redheaded duo and the brunette.
Yeah.
And when they come out, Riley.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a Star Trek original series set. Like, pretty much just shot for shot. They probably got it down the street from the start.
Yeah, probably.
And they put, there's, like, fog on the ground. And then the two girls come in on, not Segways, obviously, because it's 1969, but, like, electric scooters. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty advanced technology.
Oh, my God. And did you notice on the electric scooters they had, like, windshields?
No, they did not.
It was hard to see because they were clear, but there were plastic visors, like, I don't know, fucking taped on it.
That is so funny.
And I was just like, they were like, this will make it look like it's for space.
Yeah, it's not just a scooter. And then, I mean, they were wearing, like, tinfoil on their heads under these, like, plastic fishbowl helmets that were cut out for them to sing.
But, like, they're clearly lip syncing.
Yes, exactly. So,
why couldn't it just be a closed helmet?
Yeah, exactly. They are, and these are the things with the sets, the episodes with the sets. Everyone's always lip syncing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, just make it look better then.
Oh, my God. And it was, like... Some of the people lip syncing, they're, like, pretty good. Yeah. And then you have, like, the coal miner guy,
and
the old guy. It's like he just gave up.
Yeah, he's, like, he, like, kind of is just, like, opening and closing his mouth. There's no lip movement.
Yeah, he was just like, this is to the rhythm. This is good enough.
They won't be able to tell. No, we will. It's TV. This is not a stage show.
He was in a few songs, and every time the camera was on him, it was just like, I don't know, guys. This lip-syncing stuff is not my thing.
It's so funny.
He really tried. I don't know if he really tried.
I was going to say, I was like, I don't know if he did.
But he did poorly.
Yeah, he really did poorly. He really did.
So I have a question, because I'm not sure if I heard something correctly, but I think I did.
Okay.
So the very first song, the trolley song.
Yeah.
Lawrence introduces it with, like, we've got Tanya and Francine, and I don't remember their names. He says the four ladies' names, and he says, and their boyfriends.
Yeah, he said that.
Is that what he said? And he kept calling, like, in every song, he was like, and their boyfriends.
They were, like, really driving home, like, the fake couples today. Like, yeah, this is a, like, love song.
Like, every single song, yeah, they, like, had love interest.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, they had the lineman and an operator, and it was creepy, and, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It was a nice little transition from the lineman song to a Call Me song, which was cute, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Which, Tanya, in that song, I don't know if you noticed, but she was reading her lyrics.
Oh, really?
Which is funny because she's also lip-syncing, but you can, like, on the desk, on her operator desk, she keeps looking down and then, like, looking up and then looking down and looking up. And then I was like, oh, well, maybe she's just, like, acting, like, at a desk. But then she's sitting out that window and she's, like, looking down at, like, the planter.
Oh my god, I know. They're just, like, pasted around the room.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And then the end of the song, Lawrence goes, Tanya, I would have enjoyed that song even if you weren't my daughter-in-law. And I was like, is that necessary to say?
What does that even mean?
He's like, I didn't let her have the solo just because she's my daughter-in-law. Yeah. Yes, she's reading the lyrics, but she did a great job.
She did great, and she is my daughter-in-law.
So, also, but she also is my daughter-in-law, and I want to know that.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know what her husband looks like.
I was just thinking that, because he's not on the show, right?
He's not. No, actually, though, here's what we're going to do. Around Christmas time, we'll watch a Christmas episode, and they have, like, the Christmas episodes, they always bring on, like, the family members of the cast members.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we can get, like, Joe Feeney's wife and his 20 children.
What? Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm so excited suddenly. That's so exciting.
It'll be great.
Do they have a Halloween episode that we can watch for Halloween?
Ooh, I bet the channel that I follow to get these episodes. I bet they'll theme it so that, like, this week they release one. But if not, I'll find it.
We have to have a Halloween episode.
We will. Halloween is very important.
And hopefully a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, they absolutely have to have a Thanksgiving episode.
With, like, white people dressed as Native Americans.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, it was a different time. It was, like, 60 years ago, wasn't that?
Dude, we've been watching this. So it's, you know, we're in the month of Halloween.
Yeah, it's called October, Riley.
Okay, whatever. We've been watching a lot of Tubi, which I think I've talked about on the podcast, like, every time we've recorded.
Yeah.
But we're watching this show on Tubi called Masters of Horror.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was on, it must have been, like, either HBO or, like, Cinemax or some Showtime back in the day.
Okay.
In, like, 2005. Because they say, like, fuck, and every episode has tits. At least you see boobs one time, but usually. There was one episode that was, like, in the dystopian future, and there was, like, a bar.
Uh-huh.
And every woman in it was topless. It's so funny to
me. The future where women are just showing their boobs.
Free the nipple, Kindred. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right, Riley. Actually, that is so true.
It's so progressive. I've yelled at the screen before to show a dick because there's, like, always these sex scenes. And I'm like, show me a dick.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know boobs aren't genitals, but I just want to see one dick
Just one flaccid penis.
That's all I want. Just one flaccid penis. But anyway. senior quote.
the quality one.
I can't remember what my point of any of this is, but it was something about October. What were we talking about this before?
We're in
this?
The month of October.
The, like, it was a long time ago kind of thinking. So this is in 2005.
Okay.
So that's 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, you know, fairly modern, but like, it's a time that I remember well.
Right. You were, like,
1993.
Yeah, you were not, like, a little tiny kid. You were almost
13 years old.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the fashion and this. It's so funny. But you can see that there's, like, the beginnings of social justice warrior kind of language is
interesting.
Happening.
Interesting. Yeah.
So there's, like, oh, God, there's so many episodes. You should watch it because it is... The stories are incredibly unique.
Okay.
Most of them are based off of, like, short stories.
Okay.
Or books, and they're weird as fuck.
Ooh, I like that.
But the people really commit to it. They really commit to telling you this bullshit crazy story.
Oh, that's awesome.
The acting is beyond bad.
Yes.
Like, it's so bad. It's like laugh out loud bad. Okay,
yeah.
But it's also like gross and dark. Like they try to make it like gory and nasty and like, you know, like rated R for TV. And so it's so funny because it's like these terrible actors saying these poorly delivered lines, but like really good gore. Anyway, it's really great. But there's one episode about a deer woman. It's called Deer Woman.
And wow.
She's supposed to be like an indigenous people.
Okay.
Myth, I guess, like folklore. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
this
like creature. And they go to a casino on like a reservation. And one of the cops, who was black, is like, let's go to that old Indian casino. And then the white cop goes, oh, Native American. And like that kind of shit happens a lot, and it's so fucking funny. And then that later that cop stabs a guy trying to rob him, and he's like, don't take the knife out, go to the hospital. It's so great. It's the best show I've ever seen. We just watched an episode. I don't know, I can't tell you about every episode.
Okay.
But it had Norman Reedus in it.
Oh hell yes.
And he has like a different bad haircut than what he's sporting these days. It's like shorter but equally horrible.
But just still bad, okay?
And I'm telling you that his voice is higher. And like I think the voice he uses now is like a creation of like who he wants to be.
I would say so, cuz like I think the one he used on The Walking Dead, and I haven't watched it in, you know, 6-7 years.
Yeah.
But it can't be real.
No. And his voice in that is like, I don't know.
It's that's like also not his real voice.
Yeah. It's like a dude. It's a very high voice for a guy. Oh, and the oh, my God. And it's almost like he thinks every line is silly. Either that or he's like really, he's either a really bad actor, which is probably true.
Yeah.
Or he's an okay actor that like didn't read the whole script, or like his agent just like got him on and he is like, this is what I have to say.
Yeah.
It's like he delivers lines like so carelessly.
Oh, I love that.
And it's like a really dark fucking weird story.
So, but is he hot? Like, is that why they cast him?
I think he's like, in 2006, people would think he's hot. Okay. He's not.
Yeah,
he's not my type in like any world or universe at all. I hate but that dude. Actually,
in the mainstream of 2006.
Yeah, I think he would be like a hot guy in 2006.
Yeah, sounds boring.
Did you ever play the game that his face was in the whole time?
No, it's not my genre.
Dude, Josh like played it for a little while. It was so, I just wanted to like it so bad, and I just couldn't. It was like, you just like carry cargo around, like you're delivering, so you're just walking. It's like a walking turtle game.
Wow, it sounds fun.
And then the cutscenes are so cheesy. And then for energy, you drink Monster. Like for health, you drink like Monster, like literally like branded Monster, cans of Monster.
The future is a nightmare.
Yeah, and I think that's nightmare. Like, I think that's like half the point of the game, and that's how they can get away with like making money off of brand deals.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, no, I know that you're just like making a shit ton of money by partnering with Monster.
Yeah, this isn't you like joking that you're partnering with Monster. No, you actually are.
The Monster brand energy drink. Yeah. It's like so silly. But anyway, you should watch it.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something Halloween-y to watch.
I actually was today. I was sitting on my couch. No, not my couch. I bought a new chair. I was sitting on my chair, and it's really cute. And I'm going to send a picture to Riley, but not to the listeners. But I started watching. I turned on HBO Max, and they have TCM. And I was like, oh, I could really go for a classic horror movie.
So they have, oh my God, Vincent Price, like, horror stuff is my favorite.
I know. That's what I said. This one doesn't. The one that I started today doesn't have Vincent Price. It's called The Wax Museum.
Oh, really? He's in a wax museum.
Oh, is he?
Oh, no, House of Wax.
Yeah. I was like, wait, no. Yeah, it's not House of Wax. It's just called The Wax Museum.
Gotcha. So it's like trying to be.
It's trying to be something. And it was not the vibe I was looking for. It like wasn't good because it didn't have Vincent Price.
Yeah, obviously.
So, I'll check out Masters of Horror.
It's great. And then our friend Tabitha always recommends movies to us because we have really similar taste in like horror.
Yeah.
And we watched another movie on fucking Tubi. If you like horror, Tubi is seriously where it's at. I watched the original Candyman last week.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. And then last night we watched The Happiness of... it's Japanese. I can never remember.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me look.
Okay.
Happiness of the Katakuris.
Oh.
And it was fucking amazing, Kindred. You would love it.
It's wow. Like,
so
okay.
It's in Japanese.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It has subtitles. I think it was like late 80s or 90s.
Okay. Probably. Oh, hell yes.
It's a musical.
No. Yes.
It's a horror musical.
Oh my God. I'm all over it. That's what I'm watching tonight. I have movie nights with myself on Sunday night, and that's what I'm watching.
It has like hilarious stop motion, like scenes every once in a while. And it's just this crazy story, and the music is insane, and it's so dramatic, and they commit so hard. It's so fun. That.
Okay.
I fucking loved it. It's on Tubi.
All right. I got, girl, you know I got the Tubi.
I know. I wrote it off for so long because I was like, they're probably going to steal my data,
yeah,
right?
They're taking all my shit.
I'm like, it's free. Like, there's got to be. But it's, I think it's just you have to watch ads, and I'm like, whatever. Yeah. I just mute it and go pee, go get a snack.
It's perfect. You don't have to pause to do it. Yeah. It's great. What is it? The horror. I know this is super interesting for our listeners.
Well, fucking watch it, everybody. It's great. The horror. It's free on Tubi. The Masters of Horror. Okay. And then the movie is The Happiness.
Happiness.
Of the. I know. I'm not Googling it. It's just on my phone.
Katakuris. All right. Well,
Katakuris.
Oh, I was going to spell it just like that. Amazing.
Look at you. You speak Japanese and English.
All right. Perfect. That's great.
But yeah,
that's great.
I recommend it to anybody, and I recommend Masters of Horror to anybody that's into that stuff, because it's like really unique stories,
right,
which I really appreciate, and they're so bad, and it's wonderful. She also recommended The ABCs of Death, which is, I guess they go through like 26 deaths, and they're by different directors, and I guess it's super cheesy. And
well, cheese is good.
I know, so we're gonna watch that too. I've been watching a lot of shit lately, and it's been good shit, which makes me happy.
That's nice. That's nice. I haven't been watching as much shit as I want to be, but today I watched Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
It was very good. It was really. I mean, this is really why, you know, you get the episodes where there's no sets and there's like one dance number and then they're just kind of like slow songs, and then Norma Zimmer is always in it, and it's what's the point of the show? But then every once in a while you get a gem like this one.
Really? I wanted to bring up a couple more points.
Okay.
Just literally two, but
okay.
What's the Ragtime Ladies song?
Joanne Castle. I think I always call her Joanna, but I think it's Joanne Castle.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Little JoJo.
Yeah.
So she does a song. It's a Ragtime song, and it's great. And for no reason at all, they're like, well, she's an art teacher, too.
Yeah, yes.
And
paint to the beat.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to play the piano, and you're going to paint a picture. And everyone paints the same picture.
Uh-huh, yes.
And it's capital letters spelling out teacher. Sort of across the top of the canvas. They all have to, like, curve it to fit on the canvas, and then they all draw like a big smiley face with just a neck,
except one guy, the guy on the right draws a frowny face.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so scandalous.
I know.
And then they all paint her piano, and then they all paint her, and she apparently was pregnant when they filmed this, and that's just all weird.
It was all strange. The funny thing is while she was playing, I was like, oh, I know their secret. She's pregnant. Look at that dress.
I know. Oh, my God. She was like a fucking tent.
I was
like, oh, I wonder if she's pregnant. Yeah, and then he was like, fun fact.
A bundle of joy.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah.
And he said like a bundle of. Or a gift from heaven or something. A bundle of joy from heaven.
Yeah, it was very Lawrence-y. But it was great. I mean, she's always great. She's the best.
Yeah, she really is. She's, like, my favorite. And she had a beret on that I think they, like, stuffed with, stuffed animal floof.
Yeah, to make it look not flat. It was very costumey.
It was really weird. And her wigs are always really weird. And
I know.
I was like, this is what's going on
here. I know.
Here.
It's funny. It's good.
And then the last point I wanted to bring up is, so Lawrence, they always have to have someone, like, host the episode.
Right.
And Lawrence hosted the episode.
Mm-hmm.
He always does this thing where he acts like he's hosting it live.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And he's like, thank you, Bobby and David. And it's like,
yeah.
They're not, This was in 1969, Lauren. Yeah.
It's but very clearly why, the 80s now.
Yeah, why was he, why is he always, like, just standing in front of a golf cart on a golf course?
But the last one, the one that was, like, we watched, it was, like, a salute to nature.
Yeah.
And he was in front of a golf course. Or in front of a golf cart.
I think he's like, here's the deal. If you want me to host this, you're going to have to come interrupt my golf game.
Yeah. He's like, I'm golfing. Tell me what you want me to say.
I'm golfing every day.
Yeah.
And there was one part, and I still have no idea what it was, but it was the beginning. It was like the first shot of him talking about the show.
Yeah.
There was something on the left side of the screen.
Okay.
Swinging back and forth.
What?
In front of the golf cart.
Interesting.
It was like, it looked like a little like weight on a like a fishing line string.
Okay.
That somebody was like swinging. And you could just see it enter the shot and go out and then enter the shot and then go out. And I was like, what the fuck could this be?
What is that? I don't
why
know.
Why is it here? And I like stared at it the whole time he was talking and I could never figure it out.
Wow. I wish I had seen it. I was ignoring it, I guess.
It was like, wait, what's that? And then it came back, and then it left, and then it came back, and then it, and I was like, what the fuck is swinging in and out of the shot?
It's not a microphone. That would be a really ineffective microphone.
Yeah, that's, I was like, what could they be? Why are they swinging something?
That's so weird.
I'm like, are they helping him, like, keep tempo? I
don't know. So he can have his cadence.
I don't know. It was great, though.
It really was. I don't think I have anything else to say. I really, if any of our 100,000 listeners are going to watch an episode, it should be this one. It's a great place to jump in.
It'll help you pick a job. You're like, what should I do? It's like, should I work for the Lawrence Welk sound effect? Oh my God, the sound effect guy. That was the best.
Oh, so stupid. Oh, it's so good.
I just couldn't believe there was a song about sound. It was like, a sound effect man.
Yeah. No, you're not. No, this wasn't real.
Like, this isn't a real song. When have any of these been written?
Oh my God. I think my final closing thought.
Yeah.
I wish we saw more of the redheaded baritone, the handsome one that Lawrence Welk called handsome. The Rhinestone Cowboy. I like him. That's
you like
all.
Him?
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's handsome.
I always am like, what's going on with this guy?
I know. It's a bit mysterious.
He has secrets.
Yeah. Absolutely. He could definitely be a serial killer. He's got one of those
I think
faces.
They all look like that, though. I feel like everybody, it's like whenever anyone's overly polished, I'm like, well, they probably do dark things.
They're hiding something. They're trying to pretend like they don't have bodies in their basement, but we know.
We know. We've seen the bodies in your basement.
We know.
Well, sick. Maybe that's it. Maybe this is a short episode.
I think it might be. Just watch it.
Happy Halloween. Get on Tubi and watch some shit. There's really fun things. And there's a lot of like 70s and 80s stuff, which is awesome. I like the best.
That's the good shit.
That's the good shit.
All right. You got an instrument?
No.
You got hands, don't you?
Yeah, I just like I never remember. That's
it's a bad bit, but we're gonna keep doing it.
Of course, obviously.
Well, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay,
I got my hands.
Okay. Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that all your dreams come true. And now till we meet again, adios, au revoir, all leaders say. Good night.
Good night.